Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Take a text from an unnamed texter. If Danis Jenkins is going to play like this, it might be a bad sign for Ivy's place on this team. That stretch four we all covet may be a Jaden Ivy away from happening. Okay, sure. And these are the Trajan Langdon decisions. If I had to bet right now, who would I rather have for a long period of time, Danis Jenkins or Jaden Ivy, I'd still bet on Jaden Ivy. Is that ridiculous or... Would you?
No, I don't think that's ridiculous. That's what I expect as well.
Kang, I mean, Danis Jenkins or Jaden Ivey?
Yeah, I mean, long you would have to put your money in Ivy's basket. But the problem with we don't have any data with Ivy, right?
Not much.
Maybe that's the issue. We don't have any data. Like, his data is no data. And maybe that's enough to trade him.
It's an empty set. Yeah, look, they're playing and they've played so well in his absence. Could you imagine being an injured Piston not named Cade Cunningham or one of the established guys? If you're Marcus Sasser or you're Jaden Ivey, you can't get back on the floor quick enough just to enjoy this.
Right. No, I imagine you can't wait to get back to the party. Yeah.
All right. We'll get back to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up here on 97.1. It's time to talk to the quarterback. Jared, as always, we appreciate your time. And, you know, we've come to learn a lot about, you know, you and talking with you after games. And one thing that, you know, you look back at games after you've watched the film, and oftentimes it feels like it's never as good as you think after wins and never as bad as you think after losses. So what do you think upon further reflection of that game, Philly?
Yeah, it's not good enough by us offensively, just finding ways to finish drives. You know, I do think we moved the ball pretty well at times up and down the field. Had quite a bit of yards. Just didn't do well on critical downs, third and fourth down, and converting in the red zone, and that typically gets you beat.
Was it something that they did, or are you more?
No
it wasn't. Okay, so
no, but I don't want to take anything away from them. They're a damn good team and a good defense, and did a good job. But you know, it was mostly us shooting ourselves in the foot. I got to play better and put the ball where it needs to be, and our guys, other guys on offense, know that they need to be better too.
There were five passes that were batted down the line of scrimmage. Where does the batted pass at the line of scrimmage rank among quarterback frustrations?
Yeah, right as high as it gets, pretty high. And they did a good job of that, man. That was part of their plan, clearly, and it worked. And, you got to tip your cap.
How do you combat that? I mean, obviously, Jordan Davis is 6'6". He's a bit of a monster out there, and other guys in that line have height and length as well. You as a quarterback... And you're 6'5". How do you combat that next time around?
You know, I don't know. I think there's certain ways where you can anticipate where their hands are going to be and try to avoid that. But that's hard. I mean, that's really hard to do in the moment. But I guess you know there's certain things that you can do to kind of get them off of the scent of a quick game throw or the ball coming out of your hands that quickly. And typically, you know, when they get one, they're looking for the second one. They get the second one, they're looking for the third one. So it's a little bit of a domino effect there.
We took calls on the glove, and I know after the game he said it wasn't the glove. You warm up with the glove on. Can you explain to the fans how you get a level of comfort and it why you don't think it's a big deal?
Yeah, I've been wearing them for a while. I've had some of my best games wearing them. I think when it's cold or windy and it's a little dry out, it helps me a lot. But no, yeah, I think it's funny that, you know, in games that go well, it doesn't get asked about. But now sure. I understand. It's we didn't play well. I didn't play well, so got to be better.
Yeah, I think there's probably a misconception because people don't have access to the same gloves that a quarterback would have. It's not like you're out there with, you know, some leather gloves that you would wear in the wintertime or some Isotoners that Dan Marino gifted you. I mean, it's a different glove altogether. Can you kind of describe what it's like to wear one of these compared to a normal glove that somebody might wear off the street?
They're made for football, obviously, and I've been wearing them for 10 years now, and when it gets cold, and I think it helps me.
All right, so you and Amon-Ra have been one of the best combinations in the NFL over the last couple of years, and something just looks or feels a bit off. Is that a product of what teams are doing defensively to try and take Amon-Ra away?
I don't think anything feels off except for this past week. I thought I was off trying to get him the ball, and he's playing well, man. I got to find ways to get it to him in space and be a bit more accurate in some of those instances I have been in my career, so not something I'm worried about. But last week was a little bit off, and prior to that, I don't think there's been any issue.
No Sam Laporta for a few games. It's a blow to the offense. How does that affect things when you compare what his strengths and weaknesses are to compare to what Brock Wright's strengths and weaknesses are, or other players that are going to have to pick up the slack? What ends up changing here?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough void to fill for the time being, but we've got guys who we feel like can do it, and we'll move some things around if we have to, and that'll be up to the coaches. But Sam's a big part of our team, and we will certainly miss him for the time he's out.
Against the Eagles, I mean, you did throw for over 250 yards passing. A lot of that, I think, was yards after a catch. What's the key to getting those routes to work where you free the guys up and get them free to get an extra 20, 30, 40 yards downfield?
Yeah, we got really good skill players, and I try to do my best to put it in front of them where they can run with it after the catch. And I think if we get these guys in space, man, it's pretty dangerous. And we did do that a few times. Certainly Gibbs had a couple of those. And it's a big part of our offense, and we need to find ways to do it.
One of the very positive developments is the play of your defense. And you've said a couple times about how the offense has to be better. When you guys get better, coupled with this defense, what is the ceiling for this team?
Yeah, sure, man. We got everything in front of us. Our defense is playing great. They're doing a hell of a job. They've really played great all year. And some of the games that we've lost, it hasn't been on them. We need to be better on offense in some of these games and find ways to score points and put ourselves in a lead, too. I think that helps them even more. You know, they're playing well, and get us a 2 or 3 touchdown lead and watch them go then. So, yeah, we'll be better, and certainly urgency to do that.
Giants on Sunday, they've got a very competent defensive line. You guys aren't getting much of a break in that regard for a while. I mean, this is just how the NFL is. But what's the key to unlocking your offense against teams that are so good up front?
I don't know if there's any like special key to that. I think you want to block well, you want to run the ball well, you want to protect well, and that's kind of versus anybody. I don't care if that's this defensive front or some other defense. You know, these guys are good certainly, and our O-line's good, and I know they'll play well.
You're a leader on this team. When you talk to your teammates about what's next, are you so wrapped up in the moment of the next game, or are you guys aware of things like the standings and where you stand right now in the league race, and do you talk about those things?
You really don't. Of course, you're aware of where things are, but if you're not focused on the next game, none of that matters, you know. So you can't really try to ride that roller coaster of week to week where you stand, where you don't stand, and just try to win the one in front of you.
Got two games coming up basically in 10 days, and then soon it'll be 2 and 4. Is any time before Sunday against the Giants dedicated to the Packers game, or is it all just prep work for the Giants?
All Giants.
And that, so I was just going to say, because you get the short week, and then it's really, you're up against it when you're preparing for the Packers
right.
As well, yeah.
Yeah, and so are they. So that's everyone's short week, and that's Thanksgiving here, and that's the life we live in. Part of it. Our coaches are certainly working ahead, but us players are onto the Giants.
So, you know, we talked to fans yesterday, and there were some panicked calls, people really concerned. Do you have a message to the fans that are really worried about where this team is right now?
No, man, we got everything in front of us. We're just fine. We're 6-4. Obviously, we wanted to get that W last week, but we didn't. Didn't do enough to win, and everything in front of us. Got some time to be home now for a few games and hopefully get on a little bit of a stretch here, but it starts with the Giants.
Yeah, with the three straight home games, can you kind of articulate the real advantages of not having to travel for a while here?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, it's nice. I do think it's nice. We have been on some of these, you know, nighttime road games, which get you home at 4 in the morning, and can be tough to recover from, but it's no excuse. A lot of teams deal with it, and now being home and not having to deal with that will be nice, and being in front of our fans, you know, feeling a little bit of their juice and get a little bit of momentum from them, that'll be great. And again, we got to find a way to win and get back on that winning streak and build from there.
Now that you're a Manning Cast veteran, I was curious about Monday Night Football viewing. Do you watch the Manning Cast now, or do you feel obligated to, or do you just watch a regular broadcast of Monday Night Football?
It depends. You know, I last night I didn't watch either, but it depends. If a team's playing that is in our division or something where it matters, I'll watch it. And yeah, I'll kind of bounce back and forth from both broadcasts.
Jared, we appreciate your time. Good luck this week preparing for the Giants, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Jared.
There he is, Jared Goff, quarterback of the Detroit Lions, for our weekly conversation here on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.